speakers. The new 800 series, available at Audio Consultants, incorporates many innovations, including the remarkable Pure Diamond Tweeter Dome. If you own older B&Ws, Audio Consultants invites you to listen to these new models. You'll be astonished at the musicality, naturalness, and accuracy of the sound. Audition the new 800 B&W speakers and take advantage of Audio Consultants' generous trade-in allowances. In Evanston, Hinsdale, Libertyville, and Chicago, Audio Consultants, where no sale is final until you are completely satisfied. Join WFMT and stop in to congratulate Audio Consultants during its 40th anniversary. Audio Consultants, the finest in audio video since 1967. Now through Saturday at Joseph A. Bank. Leather jackets, $199. That's all luxurious lambskin leather jackets, regularly $500 to $600, only $199. In addition, all handcrafted executive suits, regularly $550, now $199. How about every merino wool top coat, $169. And all signature dress pants, only $109. Consider select sport coats and blazers, $159. And a huge selection of dress shirts, sport shirts, and merino wool sweaters, $29. It's incredible prices at Joseph A. Bank. All luxurious leather jackets, only $199, now through Saturday. Joseph A. Bank is located at Algonquin Commons, Glenview, Highland Park, Lincoln Park, The Loop, Naperville, Wheaton, downtown at LaSalle and Quincy, Park Ridge, and Lincolnshire.
Jazz at Lincoln Center Radio is supported by the New York State Music Fund, established by the New York State Attorney General at Rockefeller Philanthropy Advisors. Cadillac is proud to be the lead New York sponsor of Jazz at Lincoln Center.
Christmas in New Orleans. Well, it might not be the first place you think of to spend the Yuletide season, but the Crescent City is as spiritual as it is soulful. You'll find carolers filling Jackson Square, fireworks lighting the skies and bonfires on top of the levees. Despite the city's post-Katrina blues, Papa Noel is quite alive and thriving in New Orleans, Louisiana. This is Wynton Marcellus, inviting you to join me with some of my favorite musicians to celebrate Christmas in the Crescent City style, deep in the groove, playing traditional holiday music in a traditional jazz way. It's Red Hot Holiday Stomp from Jazz at Lincoln Center. Even in New Orleans, where it never snows, we ring in the season on that one-horse open sleigh. Thank you. Jingle Bells, with Victor Goins on clarinet, Wes Anderson on alto, Joe Temperley on baritone sax, Wycliffe Gordon on trombone, Perlin Riley on drums, and yours truly on the trumpet.
Christmas here isn't maybe the big jam-up parade in the street.
Nick Spitzer is a keen observer of New Orleans traditions. He's also the host of public radio's American Roots.
But it's also a time of quiet in the French Quarter, and you see a lot of beautiful candles and the feu de joie or the Père Noël fires. And these are usually big bonfires, mostly built upriver in St. James, St. Charles, Ascension Parish along the levees. And they're shaped like big cones built of logs, and they throw in all kinds of different things that'll burn. And the idea is that you're going to light the way for Santa, Father Christmas, to show up. And this idea of the light of Christmas and the sort of something in the middle of winter when there's some hope.
And speaking of lighting up the night, here's a slow-burning New Orleans tune penned by Jelly Roll Morton himself. Probably he wrote it right around Christmas time. It doesn't sound much like a carol, but it sure feels like home. This is the New Orleans Bump. Thank you. New Orleans Bump, Wycliffe Gordon on trombone, Wes Warm Daddy Anderson on alto sax, Victor Goins on clarinet, Hurlin' Riley at the drums, and yours truly playing trumpet. My name is Wynton Marcellus, and this is a special holiday edition of Jazz at Lincoln Center, with a taste of Christmas from my hometown. Where's my eggnog, man? New Orleans is a kind of garden where traditions from Europe, Africa, and the Caribbean still grow. Well, you can see it in the architecture, taste it in our rich food, and hear it everywhere in our music. You hear it in our language. New Orleans is also a deeply Catholic city. It's been that way since it was founded by the French in 1718. And the time since then, waves of Spanish and Hispanic, Irish and Italian Catholics have called the city home. Recently, they've been joined by immigrants from South Vietnam and Mexico, all over. But at Christmas, everyone sings this carol. Miss Roberta Gumbo leads us on the stage at Rose Hall. Silent Night, Roberta Gumbel joining our Lincoln Center holiday gathering. Now, as much as the Crescent City is observant of these sacred traditions, you know New Orleans is a city where any event, from a christening to a funeral or somebody losing their job, is a cause for a party. That's what we like to do, and we're good at it. To get everything going just right, we're joined by Sweet Papa Don Vappy, who plays banjo and many other instruments, and my father, Ellis Marcellus, a master pianist, a true believer, an educator, and a patriarch of our clan. This tune was a Tin Pan Alley hit that was played by early New Orleans jazz bands. This particular rendition of it was done by the great Sidney Bechet and one of the first examples of overdubbing. I'm talking about the Sheik of Araby. Thank you. I guess the best thing about holidays are friends and family. So when we planned this holiday stomp, naturally, we invited some of our old bandmates back. That list included the trombonist Wycliffe Pinecone Gordon, our bass player Reginald Swing Doom Veal, and the man of a thousand rhythms, Hurlin' Pop Squally Riley. And when they got on stage, it felt just like home. And believe me, if that home is New Orleans, oh, that's a great place to be for the holidays.
When you put that certain group of people together, there's a lot of hooking up and locking up that's going on. It happens just because people really know each other. Everybody up there is actually in there to help you perform at your best.
That's our reed man and fellow New Orleanian, arranger, all kinds of stuff, Victor Goins. We actually played together in the elementary school honor band when we were 8 years old.
So it's okay what happens. I mean, somebody's going to pick up wherever you leave off, or you pick up wherever they leave their thing off from. But no matter what it is, everybody's working together to have the greatest performance possible at that time.
Thank you.
Good King Wenceslas. I remember hearing that growing up and thinking, man, I like this tune, but I hate pronouncing the name. Is it Good King Wenceslas? Is it Wenceslas? I don't know. Here's another Christmas tune. This next one is usually associated with Elvis Presley. It's sweet but sorrowful, and sweet Papa Don Vappy sings it for us to fare thee well.
Certain. And when that blue heartache starts hurting. I said you'll be doing all right with your Christmas sunlight, but I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. Yes, I'll have a blue, blue Christmas.
Sweet Papa Don Vapi. Ellis Marcellus. This is Mel Torme's classic, A Christmas Song. If reindeer really know how to fly, how to fly. ¶¶
Christmas song, which was not only originally sung, but also written by the man they call the Velvet Fog, Mel Torme. We featured Joe Temple on the baritone sax with Don Vappy on the vocal. We're going to close with a tune that dates back to the 16th century, but here we give it the Crescent City treatment. It's a song for us to stretch out on and give you our personal holiday greetings. All early musicians in New Orleans used to call this tune Maryland, My Maryland, but we know it as O Tannenbaum.
Thank you. Thank you.
O Tannenbaum on our Red Hot Holiday Stomp. The ensemble featured was Wes Warm Daddy Anderson on the alto, Joe Temperley on baritone, Victor Goins on clarinet and soprano saxophone, Wycliffe Gordon on trombone, Reginald Swing Doomville on bass, Hurlin' Riley on drums with Sweet Papa Don Vappy playing the banjo, the guitar, and all other kind of stuff. Ellis Marcellus and Dan Nimmer at the piano, and Ellis' son Linton trying to play the trumpet under the critical eye of his father. Whatever you're celebrating, we hope you'll do it with swing and chasing the blues away. Jazz at Lincoln Center Radio is produced by Murray Street. This edition was written by Lauren Krenzel. Our program is produced by David Gorin and Steve Rath with Simon Rentner. Sandra Palmer Grassi recorded the concert at Rose Hall with Andre Guess, Rob McCumber, and Jeff Rothman. Our thanks also goes out to Nick Spitzer and the folks at American Roots, Matthew D. Payne, Lillian Jean-Baptiste, Randy Ezrati, and Jane Marvin at FNL Music, XM Productions. You can hear this program again and find lots more music at our website, jalc.org. The executive director of Jazz at Lincoln Center is Kathy Brown. I'm Wynton Marcellus with best wishes to you for a safe and happy holiday season from all of us at Jazz at Lincoln Center. And I hope you get whatever you wanted.